Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On today's episode, you'll meet Liam, another Riley's Way Call for Kindness fellow, and his friend, Arson. When Liam was 10 years old, he participated in a summer program that inspired him to learn about a variety of social justice issues, including hunger and homelessness. Liam and his father made sandwiches and distributed them out of a small wagon. Liam was so moved by the experience that he wanted to continue doing it each week, and he created Liam's Lunches of Love, which is still working to provide meals for people who are experiencing homelessness in his community of Cambridge, Massachusetts. As Liam and Arson share with us, Liam's Lunches of Love is so much more than just a food distribution project. It's a homeless outreach effort that spreads kindness. As I have said on this podcast before, food is love. And this episode is yet another perfect example of small, simple actions making a meaningful impact on individual lives. Welcome back, everybody. You are in for a treat today. I have two special guests who are going to tell us all about their incredible project. Hi, Arson and Liam. How are you guys today?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing great.
Great. Why don't you introduce yourselves? Tell us where you live, what grade you're in, where you go to school, if you want to share that. Take us back to the beginning and tell us all about your project.
Yeah, my name's Liam Hannon. I'm 16. I'm the founder of my service project, Liam's Lunches of Love. It's a project where we go out, right now it's every other weekend, and we make lunches for people experiencing homelessness in the Cambridge, Massachusetts area. And yeah, I've been doing it since I was 10 years old, so almost 6 years at this point.
I'm Arson. I'm also 16. I'm a junior in high school, and I joined the service project a little bit less than a year ago.
Nice. So take us back, Liam. So you said you started when you were 10 years old. That's pretty amazing. How did this all get started? Do you remember a situation, an incident, a circumstance that sort of sparked this curiosity for you, this passion? Like how did it all get started?
Yeah, so it actually started because the summer before I turned 10, I didn't want to go to summer camp. And my dad told me, well, you can't just stay home and like not do anything. So we were looking online for like some stuff to do over the summer. And we found this website called Brain Chase. And it's basically an online scavenger hunt where you do like, whether it's academic or like kind of productive things in order to get clues about where this treasure is. It's hidden around the world somewhere. And it was very difficult. We did not figure out where it was. But it was a really great experience. And during the summer, I picked three different activities to be doing throughout the weeks. So it was, math and typing for like kind of educational stuff. And then the third one was service. And so the first week that it started, the assignment for that week was to do something for people experiencing homelessness. And every week after that, it would say to do something different. So one week it was helping elderly people. Another week it was helping animals, a whole bunch of different things. But that week we were trying to think of what to do. And my dad was like, well, why don't we rent a food truck and go out and make food for people? And as a 9-year-old, I was like, oh, that's really big. I am not sure if we'd be able to pull that off. So I was sort of thinking like, what can we do that's a little bit closer and nearby, but still going to have an impact? I thought of just, we had a little like metal garden wagon at the time. And I said, oh, why don't we make lunch? Why don't we still make food, but bring it out in the wagon and just go right around where we live and give out the food like that? So that week we made, I think, 20 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And we put a water bottle, an apple, and I think a granola bar in the bags. And on the bags, which is one of the really important parts of my project, me and my mom wrote a bunch of messages on them. So like it was like, have a nice day. And it was really simple stuff, but just stuff that would hopefully make people's day better. And so That first week we went out with 20 lunches and they were gone almost immediately because there's so many people. And yeah, at first I was actually really nervous because I didn't know how people would respond, whether it would be with thankfulness or with like them being upset that I was trying to help them. Overall, though, it went really well, and it's gone really well every single time that we've gone out. There's been very little problems ever. But yeah, so that was kind of how it started. And then after the first time we went out, I asked my dad if we could keep doing it. And yeah, and so we just kept doing it, and it's grown to be what it is today.
I'm assuming you've grown from this little cart. Maybe you have something a little bit larger that you use to do the deliveries, or is it still the same little cart that you started with?
Well, we still have a smaller wagon that we normally use. It's a different one because our old one broke. But we also have a pretty big electric wagon, which it's battery powered. We have solar panels that help charge it when it's sunny out and keep it running. And we usually use that when we do hot food, which unfortunately we haven't done in a while just because I'm actually working on getting some new kind of upgrades for that wagon to make it better and make it easier for us to give out food, which is actually what I'm using. The grant that I received from Riley's Way a few years ago, that was what I was putting it towards. And COVID kind of put that plan on pause. And so I'm working with my school right now to figure out a way to do that. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. What a nice use of that, of the grant money from that. I've interviewed a bunch of other Riley's Way Foundation Call for Kindness grant winners. And so my audience knows about that, but I will remind them of it in the introduction. So Arson, how long have you been working with Liam on this project? Like, how did you get involved?
So I've been working on this project for a little bit less than a year. I met Liam in the fall of last year, but we weren't very close at first. And then in the winter of last year, we did a show together. We both do theater. And so we grew a better friendship through that. And I had heard about Liam's project and I was interested in getting involved. So yeah, so one Sunday I just showed up and then I've just kept coming back.
That's amazing. You know, I say this all the time in my work and in my book that doing this work is wonderful and so important, and it gives you so much joy back. But doing it with friends, making it sort of a social event, actually just adds so much to it, right? Like sharing that experience with others, and it really gets other people interested and excited. And I think it is, you know, probably a big motivating factor. How many people would you say that you've helped over the years?
Oh, wow. I mean, we do see a lot of the same.
You've never really thought about that?
We see a lot of the same people. So, and right now we're making between 50 and 100 per week that we go out. So in that amount of time, it's fluctuated about like how many lunches we've made per week and how often we did it. But right now, I believe we are over 20,000 lunches in those almost about 5.5 years.
Sure. You're coming on 6 years. That's a lot. If you go out a couple times a month, it starts to add up. And tell me a little bit more about that. You see the same people over and over. Have you encountered any situations where you kind of have a relationship with these folks? Like they know you, obviously.
Oh yeah.
If this is an ongoing thing, you know, so tell me about that. How does that feel when you see somebody that sort of is your friend now? It's been 5 or 6 years. You see them with regularity. Have you kind of been involved in each other's lives in any other way?
It's definitely like really great to be able to see some of the same people, but it's also, you know, it can be both a good thing and a bad thing, because there's been some people where we've seen them for 2 years and then we don't see them, and usually we find out, oh, they've gotten into an apartment, which is great. But then it's also like seeing them or not seeing them can be both good or bad, because seeing them,
right,
it's good because we're able to give them a lunch. It's also not great because it means that they're probably still out on the street, which isn't great.
Exactly.
But if
right,
we don't see them, it could be for a good reason or a bad reason.
Sure. Exactly. They could have moved, or they may have gotten housing, which would be amazing. Homelessness is such a complicated issue, as I'm sure that you know. I mean, and what are your thoughts on that? I think that we as a society don't really know how to manage it. And there are so many different elements to it: mental health, obviously economics, housing, jobs. There are so many facets to it. What I love about what you're doing is it's so simple and it's so basic, which is let's make sure that they have something to eat today, right? What is the next right thing that we can do to make sure that someone has a hot meal or a meal period today? Because sometimes it's such a big problem that we can't wrap our arms around it, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think kind of the main part of my project is that it's not just a lunch project. It's also, I like to call it a kindness project, where like our main goal is to not only feed that person, but like talk to them and have a conversation with them and try to make their day just a little bit better. Because kindness and like actions have reactions. And so by being kind to someone, they might choose to be kind to someone else or not do something that would get them in trouble. And that's kind of the goal, is to just make the world a better place by doing that.
Right. The ripple effects.
I remember one time where we gave someone a lunch and then we saw them again later in the day and they didn't have their lunch because they had given it to someone else who they thought needed it more. So we gave them another lunch after that. But
right. But isn't that a beautiful story, right? Like that just shows you that the ripple effects of this, that your kindness to one person, or perhaps someone seeing you do this work, inspires them to do similar work. Someone hearing about you doing this work, right? The purpose of this podcast is to hear this wonderful story of this great project that you started and continue to do, which is so critical, right? Because people are homeless and hungry every single day. It doesn't just happen around the holidays or whatever when people are focusing on these things. Hearing this story might inspire someone else to do this in their own community. Well, Liam Arson, this is a really amazing story, and I really love amplifying this because, again, it's so elegant in its simplicity. It's such a, you know, just a beautiful way to show kindness to your neighbors. That's it. That's the bottom line. Can you tell us where folks can follow you and learn more and maybe donate if you still have a GoFundMe? Perhaps someone saying to themselves like, wow, I really love what they're doing. I want to help support them. Tell us where they can find you.
Yeah. So main place is Instagram and Facebook. There's a Facebook group page that is just called Liam's Lunches of Love. Instagram also just Liam's Lunches of Love. I post on there a lot. And then our website is www.liamslove.com. And that has, again, our social medias and stuff. And right now we don't have a GoFundMe active because we are trying to push more towards just getting actual donations of food. So we do on in the bios of both of my pages and possibly in the website, but I need to double check that, is our Amazon wish list, which has all the items that we use week to week. So those are on there. People can order those and have them sent to us.
That's awesome. That's a really easy way to do that. Well, Arson, Liam, thank you so much for taking time to tell me about this project. I think it's really spectacular. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.